Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Homer Permits Page, AK Real Estate Pros, Check City Requirements. The City of Homer provides permanent information through its Planning Department webpage. Real estate professionals in AK need current permit requirements to advise clients on Homer property transactions and development timelines. Review permit types and application processes /www.cityofhomer.ak.gov/permits before listing or developing Homer properties. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. DNR Recorder's Office Key Resource for AK Real Estate Transactions. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources Recorder's Office develops, conserves, and enhances natural resources for Alaskans. AK real estate professionals rely on recorded documents and land records managed by this office to verify property titles, complete transactions, and ensure clean deals for clients. Bookmark aknardnr.alaska.gov/sd/recosh for direct access to recording services and land records. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Anchorage Municipality updates residential building permit resources for AK Pros. The Municipality of Anchorage's official website provides development services information on residential building permits and inspections. Real estate professionals in AK need current permit and inspection protocols to guide clients through Anchorage's residential construction and renovation transactions. Review residential building permit requirements at source URL to stay current on Anchorage compliance standards. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. New AK Property Records tool streamlines owner deed and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched an Alaska-specific portal enabling searches of property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AK can consolidate due diligence research into a single platform rather than navigating multiple county record systems across the state's vast geography. Bookmark alaska.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction's title and ownership verification workflow. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. AK Real Estate Commission resources now available via DCC Professional Licensing Division. The Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing hosts the Real Estate Commission's professional licensing information on its website. Real estate professionals in AK rely on this portal for commission updates, licensing requirements, and regulatory guidance that directly affects their practice. Bookmark the Real Estate Commission page for quick access to licensing and regulatory resources. Alaska Real Estate Updates, Anchorage Public Records Portal, now available for AK Property Research. Netter Online has launched a centralized portal for accessing Anchorage public records, including property tax and assessor data. AK real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and valuation workflows with direct access to Anchorage property records and tax information. Bookmark publicrecords.net/ronline.com/state/AK/county/Anchorage for quick reference on Anchorage property searches. Alaska Real Estate Updates, Anchorage Property Search Tool updated for AK Real Estate Pros. The Municipality of Anchorage's property search portal allows users to look up property records and assessment information online. AK real estate professionals rely on accurate, timely property data for valuations, transactions, and client due diligence in the Anchorage market. Bookmark h-property.muni.org/ for quick access to Anchorage property records during your next transaction. Alaska Real Estate Updates. Alaska Commission Rates. Projected at 5.5-6% for 2026 as flat fee alternatives gain traction. Real estate commissions in Alaska are expected to reach 5.5-6% in 2026, while Huzhou's flat fee MLS service offers sellers potential savings of approximately $23,000. Alaska real estate professionals should anticipate continued pressure from cost-conscious sellers exploring flat-fee alternatives that could reshape traditional commission structures in the state. Review how flat-fee services are positioning themselves in the Alaska market at https://w.houzo.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-Alaska. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AK cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently, and what blocks what.